I feel like I want to share some scripture with you. Turn to the Psalm 42. I'm going to read tonight. If you get your Bible and read this, it'll really make me kind of a halfway promise that you will read this later too, because I can't. There's two portions, and I really feel like that. I feel like the Lord put these two portions in my heart, connected them together, and maybe you can see it. I may never get it to you. But if you got a Bible, I want you to turn to Psalm 42, a wonderful psalm. And then I want you to go to the book of Jonah, chapter 2. And I'm going to read, and I may read. Be honest with you, I couldn't really pick out. I'm going to read down through here in Psalm 42. Probably going to read down through verse 8, and then I'm going to turn to Jonah, and I'm going to read. The second chapter is not but 10 verses. I'll read about 8 of those. Is that too much reading in church? All right. As the hart panteth after the water brook, Psalm 42 and 1. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. That's a good way of putting it, isn't it? My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of Hermonite, from the hill Mizar. Verse 7. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Mm-hmm. You hear it? Woo! I wish somebody... Listen, real spiritual here. Do you hear that? All of thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Woo! Whew. Feel the Holy Ghost wanting to speak to us right here. I want you to. Now there's several sermons in here. Did you get them all? If you didn't get them, I'll have to preach a while. I want you to go to Jonah chapter 2. Notice now I want you to look at verse 7. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Listen to Jonah. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heard my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. Listen to this. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. There's that verse again. All thy billows and thy waves have passed over me. Will y'all remember that? That's where I want to go back to. Let me read some more. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. Amen. I want to preach tonight from those scriptures on when you're in over your head. When you're in over your head. Now, I really feel like I want somebody to help me. Brother Tim, God bless you. Get ready to say something when I get done. I meant for you too, but I'm done too far down the road now. Ain't no reversing this thing. Just get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. This won't take long. But I want to preach to you when you're in over your head. Praise God. Without raising your hand, is there anybody here like that tonight? You ever get feeling in life like you're in over your head? Huh? The psalmist said, thy waves and thy billows. Now, I just thought I knew what billows meant, Brother Mark. But when I got to church, I wasn't sure I knew because it separated the two. Waves and billows. Amen. Over me. Thy waves and thy billows are over me. Amen. Ah. You ever get in over your head? Feel like you're in over your head? I'm going to preach to you. Felt like the Lord spoke to me to preach to you. Now I'm going to try just to focus on this sermon. I'm going to try to preach like Brother Mike sings. I'm going to close my eyes. Try not to see nobody in here. Sometimes, hey, bad, but I want to preach to you, amen, in this house tonight. Amen. Do you know, in our common culture, do you know what it means when we say someone's in over their head? Anybody ever heard that statement before? Amen. It means that what they're attempting to do is really too hard for them. Or what their obligation, amen, has served them up is really out of their rank. Amen. Can you say amen? How many here tonight feel like, amen, sometimes in life you get in over your head? Praise God. You ever feel like that? Amen, Sister Jennifer, when you're trying to raise how many kids it is you raised, 5 kids. You ever feel that way in life when things turn and you don't really understand why things are going like they're going? Amen. And you think, I can't survive this. Amen. I can't overcome this. Amen. I'm overwhelmed. Amen. Come on now. That's what this psalmist said. Amen. And really there's two different distinct situations here tonight. The first situation, amen, was a man who had went to church with people, who had worshiped with people, who had shouted with people, had praised God. Amen. And now they turned their back on him. And now they were saying, where is thy God? Amen. Now look at the affliction you're in. Amen. You don't have what you thought you had. And it knocked his feet out from from under him. It caused the billows, amen, of life, amen, to roll over top of him. Amen. It caused the waves of circumstance and discouragement and disappointment. Y'all not helping me preach tonight. Amen. But listen, amen, life, amen, sometimes will get over our head. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed. Amen. What the Bible say? Lead me to the rock. Amen. That is higher than I. I wish I could tell you you're going to be equipped. You're going to be capable. I wish I could tell you you're going to be strong enough. I wish I could tell you you'll figure this out. But the truth is, amen, you're in over your head.
Oh, I could tell some personal testimony. Amen. When you preach all your life and then you have to practice what you preach. Brother, you feel like you're in over your head sometimes. Amen. Are you going to help me? I wish the Lord. Listen, I want you to lift your hands. I'm not going to preach long, I don't think. But I want to get this message to some sinking soul in this place tonight. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. I know people, everybody has, amen, daily problems. But there are folks in this house tonight that life has rolled over them. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Yes, it will. Amen. This one man, the billows, Brother Mark, amen, it rolled over him because he lost confidence in those that he went to church with. Are you listening to me, preach? Amen. Those that he had went to church with, amen, now we're mocking his religion. Brother, that's a hard act to follow. Are you hard pill to swallow? Are you listening to me preach? I wish I'd get your mind in here with me. Amen. Listen. Amen. Satan hath desired, amen, to have you that he might sift you as the wheat. We know the devil's intentions and we know how life is. Amen. We didn't think it'd be this way. I prayed three times and I thought this thorn would leave. Amen, but it didn't leave. I wish somebody would say amen. There's several things. The second situation, y'all want you, you're going to pray with me, aren't you? The second situation was a man that was on board when God said, go down to Nineveh, amen, and tell those people down there, amen, that 40 days in Nineveh shall be destroyed. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. Amen, he went down to Tarshish, amen, or went down to Joppa and found a ship going down to Tarshish. Amen, and a storm arose. Help me now. Can I tell you, if you're not careful, your disobedience to God will get you in over your head. Oh, come on now. Amen. Can I tell you, my first point was, amen, just a normal everyday life. Amen. And really, I love church people. Amen. But brother, listen, we can't put our confidence, amen, solely in someone. We must put them in a higher one that never fails. And because of him, we can love one another and forgive one another and bear up one another. Can somebody say amen? Don't let, amen, the cares of life and the discouragement of life, amen, put it over your head. Amen. God, amen, has deliverance even in the depths of your trial. Say amen. Jonah got over his head when a storm arose, and those men did not want to throw Jonah over. The Bible said they toiled hard to row it to shore, and they couldn't get it done. Amen. And so they went to Jonah and said, do you have any idea what this is all about? And Jonah said, I sure do. I know why I'm in the shape I'm in. Amen. I know why we're in this storm of life. Amen. Because I was supposed to went to Nineveh and I ran from God and wouldn't do what he said to do. Are you listening to me preach? And so they threw him overboard, like he said, down into the Bible said, down into the, at the lower parts of the mountains he sailed. And God prepared a big fish, amen, to swallow him up. Oh, I got a sermon here in a minute if you'll help me. Amen. And here it is. Hear me now. And here's what I'll advise you tonight. Amen. Here's what Jonah did. I don't know what shape you're in. You may be as cold as a creek rock. Amen. And you may be so indifferent that you don't even have the desire to pray. You may be tempted by worldly things that are on your mind all the time. Amen. Come on. You may be having trouble at home. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And you may be hurt and crushed by the one that you love the most. And it's coming in over your head. It's coming. Amen. You know now I can't do this on my own. You're starting to understand now. I can't make it on my own. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You know what he did? Amen. Jonah said, I ain't going to get out of this by myself. You know what the psalmist said? Amen. I'm not going to survive without a higher power. And so from the belly of hell, amen, Jonah cried, amen, out to God. Amen. And to his surprise, amen, God heard him. Amen. Woo, somebody say amen tonight. I want to preach to somebody. God gave me this sermon for somebody in this church house. Amen, are you hearing me? Amen, besides myself. Praise God. Are you in over your head? I'll never love like that again. You're in over your head. I'll never forgive them. Amen. You're in over your head. Amen. Come on now. I wish I'd obeyed God when he told me to. You're in over your head. Are you listening to me? I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. I'll tell you what you need to do. Amen. From the depths. Amen. The billows are rolling over. Turn your voice toward the temple. Amen. Cry. Amen. God. Amen. Can have his way in your despair. Lift your hands, ask the Lord to help somebody in this. How many noticed? There was a word that occurred in both of those passages of Scripture more than once. It's a word called yet in both of them scriptures. Amen. Woo. Amen. Sister Lena, we've got to have that yet when we're in over our heads. Help me, I'm going to be done here in a minute. We've got to have, you know what that yet is saying to those men who were under the waves, under the billows? They were saying, yet. Amen. They somewhere, I don't know where that came from. Amen. But all of a sudden, amen, that hope, that possibility, peradventure. Amen. Come on. Somebody's in this house tonight and you said it can't get no worse than this. I can't get out of this. There's no help for me here. And I want to tell you, amen, when you're in over your head, there's one that is not over his head. Are you hearing me preach? And he cried to the temple. The psalmist cried and said, yet will I praise thee. I'm down now. Amen. It's come on now. It's dark now, but the sun's still shining somewhere. Amen. Come on now. I want to preach to somebody. Amen. You're in over your head. Amen. But it's not over God's head. He hears your cry from your dark despair. He hears your cry. Oh, come on now. And he wants to lift you out of the waves. Help me now. I got a few more minutes to preach here. Yet will I praise thee. Listen to this. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night his song shall be with me. And my prayer unto the God of my life. Oh, I want you to say it with me tonight. The God of my life. You ever been there, Sister Lynn? Huh? Sister Chris, you ever been there? When you was in over your head? When the billows rolled in, Sister Bonnie? And you thought, I don't know if I can get over this? And you humbly cried to God from the depths of despair? And God commanded his loving kindness and said, go and rescue that soul in the midnight hour. Oh, y'all not help me preach. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. Nothing too big for my God. Oh no, nothing too big for my God. Well, ain't gonna be discouraged. Ain't gonna be dismayed. For nothing's too big for my God when I'm in this place, in this way. Are you hearing me? Come on. Church, you want to help me push? You want to help me push a little bit? You want to help me push a little? I got souls in here tonight that I'm preaching to. I feel like the Lord give me these two portions of scripture to tell you when the billows are over your head, amen, they're under his feet. Come on now. Amen. Let me read you this right here in Jonah where it says, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. I am cast out of thy sight, but I will look toward thy temple again. Woo, come on now. You remember I've told you many times about that old boxer that won the championship, I think, three different times. And they said, he had a history of getting knocked down more than any fighter ever fought. And so they interviewed him before his dad, Floyd Patterson, and said, Floyd, how does it feel to be known for the boxer that got down, knocked down more than anybody else? He said, that's not what I'm known for. I'm the boxer that got up more than anybody else. Are you listening to me? Hey, amen. Here you are down again. You say, I just hate being down. I want to preach to you. There ain't nobody in here that ain't been down. Are you hearing me? Hey, amen. It's not getting down that's the disgrace. Hey, amen. It's laying there and not getting up, not crying to God, not turning our voice toward the temple. Amen. Let God, Brother Noah, generate some hope in us. Amen. I'm out of God's sight, yet I will cry into the temple again. Oh, come on now. You may not need this message tonight. Amen. The check's in the mail. Amen. And you're feeling good. And you can breathe out of both lungs. Amen. But I want to guarantee you, there'll be a day you'll need. Amen. When you're in over your head. Amen. That's the culture we're in. Amen, brother. We can cry to the holy temple when we don't think God's got his eye on us. Amen. We can still look to the temple. Amen. And believe God in a dark hour. Well, I'd love to help somebody tonight. I'd love to help somebody tonight. There's another word that occurred. I'm almost done. There's another word that occurred in both these passages. It's the word remember. I remembered. I remembered God. That's why in both passages, he said, I remembered. Amen. And I need to turn back and read it. In Jonah, he said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. Amen. Fourth verse. When I remembered these things, I poured out my soul in me. Amen. Are you hearing me? Praise God. I will yet praise thee. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of Hermonites and of the hill Mizar. Oh, you're in over your head. How about your memory? Is it still with you? Has the flood drowned your memory out? Of those days when you shouted in the aisle, when God came and quickened your body, when God turned it around, when God broke in, when God said, peace be still. Amen. If all we got left's a memory, let's muse about his power. You ain't helping me. I've lost some of you. Never had some of you. Amen. I'm going to preach to somebody in this house tonight. When you're in over your head, remember God. He's come to you before. And you know, I love this right here. I really believe, Brother Mike, I believe Jonah was quoting the psalm. When he said, thy billows are over my head. I can't prove that. But it's word waves and billows over my head. Same scripture. Amen. I don't know. He may have heard it quoted. May have heard it out of a text somewhere. Amen. Out of a parchment. Amen. Somebody may have said, amen, the psalmist, whatever it, Misgal or whatever his name was. Amen. So when he got down in the depths of the belly of hell, y'all not getting this? Amen. He said, I remember. And the psalmist was in this same problem. And the billows were over his head. And the trouble was over him. And he looked to God, and God brought him out. I want to tell you, amen, somebody's been there before you, and they've wrote a whole Bible, amen, to give you the hope that you need. Amen, this is not the end of me. It's the beginning of God in me.
Whew. I wish I was a preacher. I want you to raise your hands, ask the Lord to help me preach when you're in over your head. Life may bring you a circumstance that you can't handle. Are you listening? Hear me now. The Lord may call you to do something that you don't think you can handle. He may cause you to live a sanctified, humble life that you say, I can't do. And you find yourself over your head. But God's still listening. Hear me. I said, God's still listening. Amen. You know what happened? This psalmist came out shouting the victory. After people let him down, disappointed him. I'm going to tell you something. If you want to find fault with anybody, it ain't going to take you long. Am I right or not? Now, does that justify us? I'm here preaching tonight. I've tried my best to live where you can have confidence in me. I have. Because it does make a difference. But I'm going to tell you whether you've got confidence in me or not. I preached to you out of this book tonight. You can have confidence in this book. Huh? Praise God. Because I'm a human being
And I'm not above stumbling and making a fool of myself. Don't ever doubt it. But this word is the same. Huh? And he said, when you're in over your head, you may be in over your head now. You throw your hands up. I know someone is. I know you're here. I know you're here. Huh? And you're saying, I am not going to survive the billows. And I want you to notice something else. Both of these situations, he called this, Brother Steve, the psalmist and Jonah said, thy billows. God, you could do something about this, Lord. And so they pinned it on God. This life, amen, is what I'm going through is you, God. Huh? Are you listening to me? But I tell you, when we get to the point where we say, Lord, if you've sent me here for a reason, don't let me pray, Lord, how do I get out of this? But help me pray, what can I get out of this? Are you with me? Somebody say amen. Amen. Are you getting this sermon? Hey, how many's getting this sermon? Anybody here in over your head tonight? Your health has failed. Hey, man, you tried to make enough money. Hey, man, to pay your way out of debt. Now your health is slipping and you don't know what's going to happen to you. Hey, man, the layoffs are coming and you don't know where you're going to be next year. Hey, man, are you listening to me? Your family's rebelled and they won't live like you want them to live. And now what are you going to do? Come on now. We've all been there. Right there, right now. But brother, from the depths of despair, God still hears when we turn our heart toward the temple. I appreciate your prayers. I am struggling tonight. I am. I shouldn't even say that. I usually don't, but I am. I'm just struggling for breath to tell you. But that's all right. This is my life, and if it's my death, it's been my life. So what else is it, huh? But I'm going to tell you something tonight. God spoke to me to preach this to you. You don't have to drown in despair. You can say, yet I will praise thee. It ain't over. Don't you tell the devil right now, oh, you've shut my mouth for a service, but it ain't over. Won't you tell him right now? Thy billows and thy waves have gone over me. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspout. In other words, when one wave comes, another one follows. Let's stand. Y'all, somebody in here needs help so bad, and I'm going to tell you what I feel. You're going to get help. You hear me? I want you to take inventory right now. I want you to bow your heads. I want you to take inventory. You say, it's out of my hands. Yes, you're right. It's over your head. But it's not over God. It's not too big for him. Huh? Say amen if you believe what I'm preaching. You believe God's going to help somebody tonight? Say amen if you believe God's going to help somebody tonight. The altar's open. I tell you who I want to come. I want you that I preach to come. All right. Where's the other 25? Come on. The devil ain't going to win this one. I said, the devil ain't going to win this one. You hear me? You say, you don't know how low down I am. Oh yes, God knows. And the devil ain't going to win this one. God prepared that fish, and he took Jonah, and he put him on the shore, and he's getting ready to put you on the shore. Huh? See, I go to church and don't get no help. That's where this psalmist was. He went to church and people mocked him, said, where is your God anyway? If you're so spiritual, how come you're going through this? That's what they said. And it got him down. Oh, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. Hey, God's the only cure for it. Amen. You say, I'm so low. Hey, God's got good ears. He can hear you all the way from the belly of hell. You hear me now? Come on now. Come on now. My tears have been my meat day and night. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let the Lord help you right here.